Rishami Shvi Estav Ches. We're starting from the new Perek, the second Perek on Zayin Amud Beis. The Mishnah, the first Mishnah in the Masechta, the first Perek talked about the halakas of what you're allowed to do, okay, the plowing, working the field, working the field of a Sada Ilan, a field of trees where you're planting trees on the sixth year, until when you have to stop, that it should no longer be perceived that you're preparing the ground for Shvius, for the Shemitah year, rather than on the things that are growing on the trees for the sixth year. So the Mishnah explained the different cutoffs, when the time is. Here we're talking about a Sada Lavan. Sada Lavan is a field of grains and other types of things that grow, not a field of Lavan, not a Sada Ilan, and it has different halakas as to why, reasons why it's called Sada Lavan. Rav Fulda says we're talking about a field of kitnios, so tvua, grain or beans, like which is, there's no trees, and it's called a Sada Lavan. It's called a Sada Lavan. So the Pnei Moshe says, because the Ein Bo El Ilan didn't see no trees in it, therefore there's no shade, ain't kantel, there's no shade, it's only sun, and therefore it's called white, because there's no, it doesn't block out, it's not dark, it's not, there's no shade blocking out the sun. And also, second shot, Pnei Moshe says, because when the tefuah gets ripe, when they begin to write, they turn white, and therefore it looks like a field of white. So it's called, therefore the process is called a Sada Lavan. So the question is, when do you have to stop working the field in the sixth year, when it's nogei to a Sada Lavan, not to a Sada of an Elon? Says the Mishnah, Masei Choshen Sada Lavan Mer Shvius, until when can a person plow a field, a white field, before Shvius? Then it should be considered that it's working for the field, not for the seventh year. So the Mishnah says, "Achetichla lecha," until the ground's moisture begins to stop, it sees it dries up, a person can go ahead and plow his field until that time. Once the ground's no longer moist, but in the rain, when it rains in the winter season, in the rainy season, so the water seeps into the ground and it keeps it moist. But when it dries up, then you cannot, there's no benefit in plowing it anymore, and therefore it shows what you're doing is doing it for the Shvius here, and therefore that would be considered also, that would be also for you to do. It says the Pnei Moshe, the Lashon, he says, whatever you're going to go and plant makshulos with the lows, it's only when they're still the moist. But once it's dried, then it looks like you're masak in the field for Shvius, and that would be considered also. Then the Mishnah continues, as long as people plow to plant their melons and their gourds, and the loaves is considered the time. Now, is this considered like a second thing? Is this considered a second item? Two different items we're talking about, or is it the same? So the Pashas, the Pnei Moshe says is really the same. What it means is that it's called Zman, whenever people have a chance, it's still moist, that's when you do it. After that, it's no longer moist, therefore you can't do it. It looks like you're planting the field. So it's not really two separate factors, it's really one. The reason why you still plant, you still can plow, a person plows until long as the ground is still moist, where you can plow, benefits out of plowing. Otherwise, it's no, there's no benefit out of it. And therefore, you don't plow. So therefore, they're talking about the case of where Mekshos, when you're planting these melons and gourd, these plants that you're talking about, it's the normally the same time as when the ground is wet. And therefore, it's sort of both factors are really one, and one Zman. That's the Tanakama, the Tana of the Mishnah, which the Gemara is going to say is a Stam Tana of Rav Meir. Rav Shimon disagrees and says, "No, if what you say is so, then you're going to go put everybody in Torah. Everybody going to get their own Torah, their own Zman. Because why? Because you're going to say that the reason for this is because the Mefarshim explain, each one will say that it's for me, it's still moist, and the other one says it's not moist for me, so they'll have their own. This is what says the Rashi was slow. This one said culturally, my thing is still the moist is still is already dried up. The other one said no, it's mine is still moist. So everyone's going to pick a different time to whatever works for you. So it's each one has their own Torah. Ella my what? You pick a set time. Ella stay lovin' on a Pesach. Yeah, if you can plow the field of a Sada Lavan until Pesach, and Sada Ilan on that Tzaris. And Sada Ilan you could do until Shavuos. So the So again, it's a set amount of time. Since the rainy season ends in Nisan time, therefore you have until that time to plow the field, and that's where you'll be able to not to be able to plow any longer. Otherwise, it looks like you're doing it for the next year. So a sada lavan, you can go until Shavuos, but a sada ilan, you only have a sada lavan, you have actually until Pesach, and a sada ilan, as the Mishnah said in the first Mishnah, we have until Atzeres. So it's a long time. I'm going to explain what the difference between the two cases are, between sada lavan, why is there a longer zman for sada ilan than for sada ilan or not. The reason, what's the difference? Because again, that the when you have a difference of how far you go in the karka, you don't have to have sada lavan is different. You have to have the moisture in order to plow. If it lasts only until Pesach, but a sada ilan, since you go deeper in the ground, and therefore it's only when it's wet, the water seeped all the way in, and if it did, then you have until Shavuos to be able to go ahead and to plow your field. That's the halacha of Rav Shimon in the Mishnah. Machlokes is the Tanakama and Rav Shimon. So the Mishnah, the Gemara says, I made a question, when to when can you plow? So the Gemara says, my Tana, who's the Tana says you can plow until the Mishnah says, until Tikla Lecha, until the moisture goes? Who is the Tana of that Shita? The Gemara says, Ramei, the Shita is Rameir, that the Stam Mishnah Rameir, says the Marfulda, it's Stam Mishnah is Rameir, and therefore the Islamai says, Machlokes, in a Tosefta, which the Pnei Moshe brings down in the first Perek, difference between a Sada Ilan and a Sada Tua and a Sada Lavan, the difference of the way the field works. The Gemara has a whole Arichas there, which we're going to discuss. But here we're talking about in the Shita of Rav Shimon versus the Shita of Tana Rav Meir, etc. So this is the Machlokes. So at the Gemara, what is this Machlokes based upon? Rav Meir and Rav Shimon, what's it based upon? So at the Gemara, this Machlokes is based upon Rav Meir, Kibbe Beis Shammai. Rav Meir holds the Shita of Beis Shammai that we said in the Mishnah before, that there's really no set time when a person is allowed to feel you can do it anytime you want to. There's no set time. Beis Shammai says you can play as long as it's good for the tree, you can do that. There's no set zman. Unlike Beis Hillel, we'll see in a minute, but he says like Beis Shammai. So Rav Meir holds like Beis Shammai. Same thing in the Sada Lavan. Whenever this, until it's valid, until it's is productive to do so, otherwise you can't do it. So therefore, same thing on Lacha by Sada Lavan. Rav Shimon, Beis Hillel. Shimon was like Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel gathered by Sada Ilan, there's a set time that you have to stop, and there's a certain time you have to stop. So therefore, by Pesach, and therefore, it's just like over there by Pesach. So over here also, you have to stop as well by Shavuos. You have until Shavuos, so too over here, you only have until Pesach. And Rav Shimon is the same idea as like Beis Hillel. He fixed a set amount of time to be able to do so. Beis Hillel gives a set time, and Reish Shammai doesn't give a set time. But also, because my cousin, I'm Shavuot, come on, Beis Hillel, just like Beis Hillel. And therefore, that would be the Machlokes, Reish Shimon, and Rav Meir, and Amish, the same Machlokes of Reish Shammai, Beis Hillel. So the Gemara says, it's Mesisa, this is the next Mishnah, Rav Meir, Rav Shimon, Beis Hillel, you're spending this Mishnah this way. Then the that you're doing Ramei holds like Beis Shammai, Rav Shimon holds like Beis Hillel. How's it possible? How's it possible that you're saying Ramei holds like Beis Shammai? We don't pass like Beis Shammai. It's not Mishnah of Rav Meir. Why do we assume that the Bitmiyah? How's it possible that the Rav Fulda that we Ramei pass like Beis Shammai, not like Beis Hillel? Doesn't make sense. So the Gemara says, "Elmei what's pshat? Ramei Mishnah Rishayna. Ramei paskins in the beginning in the first according to the first Mishnah, which says Yalaka, you can't go until a certain amount of time. Ramei also according to the original Yalaka of the Mishnah that you can't go ahead and plow in because of Shvias on a certain time. Shimon is like the second Mishnah, the second Yalaka of the Brisa, which we said in Yalaka is that you can go ahead and continue till later. Says the Marfula to explain." Ameyo commissioner Rishonah. Ameyo is like the Mishnah Rishonah. Ameyo mitzamtzim with dakdek b'shiro commissioner Rishonah is filah isur shnei prakim asurim. We explained in the Gemara right after the first Mishnah, the first Perek, we said that the tuzmanim isur shnei prakim asurim, the tuzmanim that are usur, and therefore he's mitzamtzim. It says both of them are like that. Shita, both of them are considered usur. Shimon holds like a meal licker. They also holds that with Chayisha, the first man. But based on that, Chacham have a right to say this. There's a certain, we go by the first man, not by the second man. So therefore, we're not saying that they're arguing in Reish Shammai Beis Hillel, but they're arguing in the interpretation of the Mishnah. Shimon does not say you can't go ahead and wait till later. He says we allow you to do it until Pesach. That's what he's saying. That we allow you to do it until that time. Here's a Mashiach, the Mishnah covers Mashman that way. Our Mishnah learns that way. And Mara says, Ramei commissioned Mishnah, Ramei commissioned Mishnah. So now you're telling me what? Ramei was like the first Mishnah, Shimon was like the second Mishnah. Now again, if Allah is like Gamliel, and it's based in over Rabbi Gamliel, then again, why would a mayor, how could you say a mayor holds differently? Since you paskin like a mayor, like Rabbi Gamliel, since you paskin like Rabbi Gamliel, so therefore, again, why would we say the Rabbi mayor holds like, holds a different than Rabbi Gamliel based Dino? It should be lechaira, we paskin la like him, so they should agree. So how could you say this also doesn't make sense? Rabbi mayor is holding the Mishnah Rishona. Ella, Rabbi Meir Kishnir Machlokes. Rabbi Meir is really teaching us that the halacha b'sadalavon is a machlokes b'sham beis hillel. The halacha is when you say the halacha, you can plow until the moisture dries up. That's dafka din in beis shammai. Beis hillel holds that once after Pesach comes, you can't do it. There's a set amount of time. We don't make it. It's not contingent upon the, otherwise you have two different tires. Everyone's going to have a different zman. So therefore, the, halacha is, Ramey is saying a svara in halacha is saying in Beis Shammai. That's where you have a difference. No, that's where you have a makalag Beis Shammai. Silly saying, in according to that shita, where you have a zman, masuyim, you can go until this dries up, that you have until zman. That's according to Rabbi Beis Shammai. But halacha of a kohen chama Beis Hillel would agree, you don't have this zman. Shimon is shnei kedivri akol. Shimon is learning the halacha by a subtle love, and it's according to everybody. Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, there's no makalokas. Beis Shammai Beis Hillel always agree that you have a set amount, a set time. There's no difference. No one agrees to it. No one has a zman of when your moisture goes. Therefore, again, so everyone agrees the halacha would be that you can plow the Mishnah by Sada Lovin, you have until Pesach. The only nafka mina is, Meir says, that's according to Beis Hillel. But Beis Shammai would hold that's the zman of what until the moisture dries up. So it could be a later zman. So that's Beis Shammai. But Hayinu Chama halacha is like Beis Hillel. And Rav Shimon says, no, there's no machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Both agree by Sada Lovin, you only have until Pesach. So the halacha lemaisa, there's no disagreement except that Beis Shammai, a mayor saying, in Beis Shammai's opinion, you would have a different amount, it would be a different zman. So therefore, this makes sense that they all agree, halacha Beis Hillel, that you have until Pesach. So the Gemara, I read that I'm asking a question, Sada Ilan Ereshvi is, when the listener says, halacha, to when can a person plow in a Sada Ilan the year before Shvi is, Beis Shammai says, what does it mean? It means as long as we said the halacha, we said in the Mishnah, and the Mishnah, first Mishnah, whenever it's good for the fruit, as long as you're doing something for the benefit of the fruit, otherwise it's considered aser. So who's that Tana? A mayor, it's the Tana of a mayor. But Ram Kav Shimon, Mashma Kondra of Shimon, if you call out at Seris, you can have Beis Shammai Shabbat even until at Seris. So it would come out that the Gemara says that the previous Mishnah by Sada Elon is also saying a mayor would say, you have until Pesach. And then Rav Shimon would come and tell us that the Machlokes in the Mishnah, everyone agrees, no, you haven't taught Saras. That they're both Beis Shammai Beis Hillel arguing. Even in the first Mishnah is a Machlokes. Now we just finished saying that in the Perek. In Halakha Vasad, the Elon is a Machlokes, Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, where the Halakha would be, whether you have until it dries up or until the Sman Masuyim. So now we're saying that according to the Halakha, the first Mishnah also would be the same Halakha. We'd apply the same Halakha. You go according to both would agree you can go until Pesach and a field of trees until Shavuos. It would be the Kuyamalo plea. Everyone agrees to that Halakha. That would make sense both in the first Mishnah and the second Mishnah. That would be the Likuva. That would be that everyone agrees to the same Halakha. The Gemara says, Mishnah says you're allowed to go ahead and do that. It's not say when a person that has mixture deluya, he has melons or gourds. Ella, alfilu ainla, rather even doesn't have them, and he's not planting them. Since other people are going to go plant in the fields, those things they could continue the plowing until this minor comes out, where you can no longer beneficial for it. In other words, the whole idea, what's a pshat? Normally, the only reason why you could do it is because when you're planting these things, you have the moisture, you can plant until the zman, or you can plant until the zman of atzeres. However, it's only when you're planting these things. However, if the person himself is not planting to it, you would say, then you can't do it anymore because there's no benefit for you. So no, since Lamaisa, the person is doing it, even if he's not doing it now, but since someone else can go ahead and do it, the person would come along one day and plant in the field that. So since you could do that, therefore, it doesn't look like you're planting fish for this. It looks like your person's going to assume you're doing it for the, even though you yourself are not doing it, but to the person who's watching, it does not look like it's no maris ayin that you're planting for the seventh year, because he'll think you're doing it for the makshos by the loaves, and therefore for the melons and the gourds, and therefore you'll be able to do so, and therefore it would not be a problem. You should be allowed to do so even if you're not planting. I'm Rav Shimon. It's like Rav Shimon. You come and you're placing a law, and everyone does his own thing. Everyone can do his own thing. What's pshat? Say, you'll say the field for me is still moist, so I'm not allowed to plant. It's no longer, it's color. The moisture's dried up, and I'm allowed to plow. The next guy will say, look, it's still moist, I could do it. Since the aloka is, you're only allowed to plow, but subject to the fact that you have a moisture that allows you to do it because it benefits what you have now, and that would be arbitrary. One person say, yo, but no, that looks like a person is, they can't do the arbitrary. It looks like everyone has their own Torah, everyone has their own system. Therefore, that what Shimon says, we all have to stop at Tzeres, and there's no continue, whether you're planting, whether or not you're doing it, you can't continue. So the Gemara says, but stay loving other Pesach. Mishnah continues, I say, loving you until Pesach. So loving other Tzeres. Fake the Gemara, my bains, I love it, what's the difference between the Tzeres? Why? Why could, if you, both ideas, you have the mixture, you have the moisture, and can use it when there's a benefit for the field. So what's the difference? Why, by said the Elon, you have until Tzeres, because it benefits the trees to land, and I said, the love, and it only benefits the grain until Pesach. What's the difference? Both of them should be able to be benefit. You could be able to continue both of them the same time. You should be able to Pesach. Why does one have a benefit of Shavuos and the other one doesn't? So Gemara says, the Aliv, so the love on, Aideshu Asid Lazaira Batchila. Since the by said the love on, since the a farmer, he still has to go ahead and in the first place Batchila plant. So with Yerova Klimakamas, the majority of the thing has to be able to be the moisture, has to be very moist until that point. I was said the Elon, actually, since you already planted before, and so without the rov licha doesn't need that much moisture, and therefore you have a little bit more time to benefit the tree. In other words, since the local bayis sadal, even you have to go plant in the whole field, therefore you really have to have a lot. It's all, it can't just be a little dried or a little moist. It has to be completely moist. Therefore, only until Pesach you have that moisture, then you're able to go ahead and plant for this year, and it's not for the seventh year. However, if it's for Basada Elon, where the tree's already planted, you're just putting in some moisture to plant some more, then aloka is, we say there's still enough of enough of a moisture after Pesach to still be able to plant, just to be able to plant, to continue plant the additional trees that you're planting, and therefore you'll be able to do it until Atzeres. After Atzeres, they're already there, so it's not enough, it's not mistaber that there's still enough moisture to plant anything. Therefore, therefore it would look like you're planting for the seventh year, for Shmita year, and that's why even the Sada Lavan is only until Atzeres and not after that. Continue with the Mishnah tomorrow.